This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. This year marks the 85th anniversary of the signing of the Tennessee Valley Authority Act. And to celebrate, TVA invited the public to tour some of their hydro facilities, including Chickamauga Dam. WUTC's Will Davis takes us there.
Gathering at the top of the stairs.
Chickamauga Dam has been closed to the public since September the 11th, 2001. But the dam was built for the people of the Tennessee Valley. So this summer, TVA briefly opened it back up. A small group of us, including TVA employees, men and women with a personal connection to the dam, and just plain curiosity seekers, are taking a tour to learn why the dam is here and how it works. Pat Ezell is TVA's historian.
Chickamauga started in 1936 and it was completed in 1940. So Chickamauga was part of the system of locks and dams that TVA started building right after we were created in 1933. We had a plan for the unified development of the Tennessee River. And so we started with Norris. We went down to North Alabama with Wheeler and Pickwick, Gunnersville, and then Chickamauga. And this system of locks and dams was really designed to fix some of the challenges that this part of the country faced in the 1930s. So we had issues of flood control, navigation. We were behind in almost everything that you can imagine. And of course, this part of the country was mainly a rural area, and so a lot of people didn't have electricity. And so by providing that system of locks and dams, TVA was able to help provide flood control and help improve navigation, provide affordable electricity, and really improve the quality of life for the people in the Tennessee Valley region, you know, to serve every person in that valley.
Robert Chapman takes us inside the dam. He's the plant manager.
Basically, what we do here is use the energy of falling water to spin a rotor, which is a magnet inside a copper coil. And what that does is provide electricity. We don't always have power production at the top of the list. So if we did, then we might essentially fill and drain the lake every day when power prices are the highest. But we don't do that for a multitude of reasons, because we are trying to provide for other services. Recreation, again, hydrothermal and water quality, water supply. So we have to operate our system as far as turning our units on and off or opening and closing the spillways to meet all of those demands. Also, what we do here in addition to providing electricity is we manage our river system for flood control, navigation, water quality, and water supply. So we have a competing demands that we have to balance each and every day, and power production is just part of that.
How much power does the dam produce?
Each unit produces 30 megawatts. We have four units here at Chickamauga, and that is enough generation at full output for about 150,000 people.
This box here is what's called the governor. So this really is the brains of the unit. It is hydraulic in operation, and it is what controls the flow of water through and onto the unit. So it's easy to see that this is still original. This is weights, pulleys, gears. It's more like a clock than a computer.
Today's tour is part of a project called Built for the People, which honors all of the dams that TVA made as a direct result of the Unified Development of the Tennessee River System Plan. To learn more about the Built for the People program and the dams of the Tennessee Valley, check out the Around and About Chattanooga section of our website, wutc.org. I'm Will Davis.
But it's pretty neat. This is one of those things where it's definitely fair to say they don't make them like they used to.